Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, we are live now. Oh, we are live now. We are live now. We're going to take some calls right now. I've been talking to some girls tonight, man, on the phone. This is very raw. We're trying to do a radio show tonight that we've never done before. And we're hoping to get Wendy to call in right now. Hopefully she'll give me a call here tonight. I mean, definitely, man. I got a bunch of radio going on right now. I'm trying to get on Facebook, trying to get some guests on tonight on the Phantom Show, man. This is the kind of underground show that only a few people know about. It's the Insomniac 420 Calm Down, the original show, man. We're going back old school, trying to, damn it. So, we're going to get a hold of Nikki, maybe. We should get on tonight. We're going to get all kinds of stuff tonight. I'm so sorry for being very spotty on the broadcasting tonight. But we're going to take a break, but there's nothing to play here. So the break is going to be me just putting my headset on, and we're going to do some songs by maybe Zoom. Oh no. Zoom. All right, everybody. Hopefully, we are live tonight, right? What are we going on? We have nothing going on here. What are we doing? Are we on?
Hear me.
We don't know if we're on the headset or not. I don't know if you can hear us. Check 1, 2. I don't think we are. I don't think we're on live. I think... Hide the keypad there, and we're going to take it off the speakerphone, right? Hello, check 1, 2. Hello, are you there? Hello, America. We don't know what's going on. Why do we only have 11 minutes left? Oh, we'll need a 15-minute show. Damn it! Check 1, 2, 2, 2, 2. We don't know if we are on or not. Give us a call tonight at 516-418-5709. 516 whatever, 509. What a fucking, here we go. There's somebody calling in right now. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you too. Okay, it's working then. I'm trying a new system tonight.
Oh, excellent.
Lovely
love
Nikki, everybody.
Hello.
Lovely Nikki, everybody. These are really cool shows because nobody knows about us. Nobody
right?
knows where we come from. It's just me and you tonight. There's nobody. And we went back to the old show, and apparently we have a lot of fans. For an unknown show at an unknown time, we did 22,000 downloads from the sex show the other night on here.
Whoa, that was a pretty juicy sex show.
Which isn't a lot from what we're used to, but from like being a brand new show that has risen from the dead.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Excellent.
And I'm so excited now. We have two platforms to broadcast from. We are building a brand new one. Like the people that first heard our show ever, me and you together,
Yes.
20,000 people first heard us for the first time. They had no idea we were from somewhere else. It was a fresh start.
I like fresh starts.
And they loved it. Oh, they loved it. Oh, my God. We are doing so well.
Oh, and we're only getting better, baby.
Oh, we are trying, aren't we? I mean.
Yes, we are.
Unbelievable radio going on. The truth will set everybody free at any time.
Amen to that.
Sexual encounters. People love to have sex.
God damn, I love to have sex.
I mean, fuck, who does not want to have sex, right?
I don't know what's wrong with them, the people that do. I knew one woman my whole life when I was bartending, and she did not want to have sex. All she wanted to do was work, and then she would come to the bar, and she would hit on people, but she would never have sex with them. But she had other issues, too, so I'm just going to assume nobody wanted to have sex with her.
Oh, we want to have sex with guys want to have sex with any woman, ever.
No, this woman was that. She used to get really, really drunk. And, I mean, she would, it's so gross. She would urinate. I mean, if you took her home, you literally had to put
a
garbage bag down on your seat because you are totally taking a 100% chance of her pissing on your car, in your car. It was so nasty. And she would stay at the bar until you kicked her out because you realized that she had pissed her pants. She would stay until she got kicked out. She didn't care. It was the craziest thing. Have you ever met any woman like that?
Yeah, I remember I was in New York City in 2004 when we were doing the show back in the day. No, no, well, not 2004. It was more like 2008. No. Let me get my – man, you know what? I'm so – I get so fucked up, man. My brain is all chonged out. I'm trying to think.
2004, 2008.
It was 2010. It was Madison Square Garden in New York City, and it was the Motley Crue.
Oh.
I'm trying – Cheap Trick.
Oh.
And some local band. What the hell? We had them on the show that one time. God, what the fuck is the guy's names? ZO2.
ZO2.
Yeah, from that show from IFC. They had their own TV show and everything. ZO2 back in the day. They were hot.
I cannot remember them.
Oh, there's so much great TV.
What are you smoking? A cigarette, a bowl, or a joint?
Both.
Me too.
I have this terrible, cricket lighter. You ever had a cricket lighter?
You mean the crack lighter?
The ones you get there's like seven for a dollar at Walmart. And you're like, oh, I need some lighters. Fuck it. There's seven of them. Here's what happens, man. You start out with this giant pack of these lighters, right? You have seven Cricut lighters. Now, you're used to buying Bic. You know what I mean? I mean, like, you're used to Bic. And Bic lasts a good year. I mean, literally. The only way your Bic ain't lighting your cigarette or your joint or whatever is because, you left your Bic somewhere else and had to get a Cricut.
Exactly. You know you have your Bic. You've lost your Bic, but you know your Bic is in the vicinity, and you need a lighter right now. Ooh, do I buy another Bic, or do I buy the 10-cent little cheap fucking – what are they called again?
And Cricut I bought lighters. The Crickets. The Crickets. Yeah, Cricut lighters. And then what happens is they die. We all know that if you take the metal thing off and take the thing up and put more fluid to it, that fucker's going to light up, but half the time it burns half your fucking hair off the front of your head. Your eyebrows are gone.
I've lost my eyelashes a couple of times due to that. Trying to use one of those shitty-ass lighters, right? Like a roach. Oh, yeah. Burn the fucking tip of your nose, too. Oh, that shit hurts.
I mean, we'll get to the dark end of things. I mean, we all know when we've been fucked up. Just fucking riding high, getting laid.
Fuck yeah.
And you stop at that fucking weird fucking liquor store up the street.
and they sell Brillo pads and fucking just straight glass tubes with roses in them.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. I remember the night that I took in hundreds of pennies to purchase two things only.
It's great because, how do I explain this? I mean, like a lot of non-normal Americans and people that don't really understand what's going on in the real sexual underground of things, but literally you hang out, there's like six strippers and three dudes and maybe one tranny. We buy about $300 worth of crack, and by the end of the night, everybody has came and everybody's going to leave.
That's right. Well, there might be
and you know what?
Around.
Anything goes.
That's right. If you stick around, anything goes, and you're usually doing the same thing the next day that you were doing the night before. I've been there, done that. Dude, guess what I got to do the other day for the first time? In like...
What's that?
6 fucking years. Girlfriend of mine... Just, it was snowing all of a sudden. It was wonderful. My God, have I missed that.
Well, you missed what?
The snow.
You missed the snow? You and your girlfriend?
Yes, my old girlfriend I ran into her the other day. I talk in code sometimes. I'm sorry, I don't mean to upset that I can't do that with you. I came across some blow.
That's okay.
From last week. You know, cocaine.
Mm.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. It was like the first time I'd done it in 6 years. It was absolutely fucking amazing. I loved it. Oh, how I missed it.
It makes
It'll
your pussy
probably be
throb,
six
doesn't
years.
It?
Oh, just thinking about it is making my pussy hot and wet and throbbing. It was awesome.
Yeah, I know. I get those, like, I'll drive down the street to get some Starbucks in the morning. My palm will itch.
I'm going to have to get some for the holidays coming up here soon.
I had a problem the other day.
What's your problem?
So I'm hanging out. I decided to go down to Hollywood the other day to just hang out on the strip and to watch, you know, the street trash and whatever. And then I had a girl that came up to me with a skateboard, had a like pleather jacket wrapped around her legs as a skirt, you know, tights. And she was just fucking hot, all right? And that was the first time in my life I just said, you know what? I don't even give a fuck if she's – I'm going to fuck her. I don't care. I don't care.
See,
I don't even care
because
she does. I don't know
like,
if
I'm
she's. I don't know if she's 14 or 41. I can't tell the difference.
Oh, Jesus.
She has an attitude of a 14-year-old, but a face of a 41-year-old.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
But just the most beautiful, just vivacious, just crazy chick you've ever known. Like a chick that you couldn't, like, you know, live with or marry just for an afternoon.
Right, right.
Well, I turned out she was 21 years old, just turned 21 years old a month ago.
Oh, my God, you've fallen in love, haven't you?
No, but God, that shit's nice.
Yes, to be 21 again. And to be beautiful with perky boobs.
She came, perked over. She came over. She had some cigarettes. We drank some whiskey. We smoked a shitload of weed. Did a couple of lines.
That's what I'm talking about.
And I had a 104-pound perfect B-cup tit blonde, you know. You know, it was just all good. The sex.
She sounded.
Physical.
Sex is what?
Nice. But.
It's
but
just
the
nice.
After talk. It was good. It was good sex and nice, young, fresh. It was like getting a fresh apple right from the tree.
Was she, I don't want to say experienced. Was she educated in sex? Or did you educate her?
I think I educated her a little bit. Oh, my God, we're out of time already.
Good.
Fuck, what is
Are
going
you
on here?
Serious?
All right, I'm
going
to try to do
show?
Another. Wait, I fucked up, but what we're going to do is we're going to do another half hour back at the regular network where we can, like, pretend to be our characters again.
Okay.
If you're up. Are you up
Dude,
for a while,
I'm wide awake.
Okay,
I'm,
cool.
My...
So I'll Facebook you. I'll let you know what's going on.
All right there, sexy
All right, that's it. Take us off the air, Nikki. We're off the air.
Thank you for listening to the Nikki... Or the Johnny and Nikki just chit-chat hour, 15 minutes. We'll be back. Come find us if you can.